This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Data compiled by the Department of Education and Rocky Mountain PBS iNews shows student drug use hitting a 10-year high last year. But it's hard to tell if the two are related because of the way schools report drug-related incidents. Turns out schools are also grappling with how best to discuss the health consequences of marijuana in light of recreational marijuana legalization. But as KUNC's Benta Berkland reports, some school districts are now starting to change how they talk about pot.
Like many schools across the state, overall drug incidents at Arapahoe Ridge High School in Boulder have increased since recreational marijuana became legal. While public schools aren't required to separate marijuana incident reporting from other illicit drugs, such as cocaine, evidence compiled by Rocky Mountain PBS iNews suggests more students are using marijuana.
Especially since we use the phrase recreational marijuana. Recreational implies it's fun and it's something you do in your spare time.
Odette Edbrook is the health education coordinator for the Boulder Valley School District. The last upsurge in school drug incidents happened several years ago after medical marijuana exploded. She says changing attitudes around marijuana are sending students a mixed message.
When it's legal for your parents to smoke it or grow it, that changes the conversation.
This year, the school district is bringing in a neuroscientist to talk to health classes about the impacts of marijuana on brain development. Up to this point, the state has used money collected from marijuana taxes to put out a series of ads on the negative impacts of the drug, with mixed success.
Did you know the brain matures until age 25? Using drugs like marijuana before the brain is fully developed can have lifelong negative effects on children.
I feel like in comparison with things like alcohol and cigarettes, marijuana has far fewer long-term side effects.
16-year-old Albert Amaya is a sophomore at Miami Yoder High School east of Colorado Springs. He says the ads he's seen use scare tactics and are ineffective.
I saw one of the smoking commercials, and like this guy couldn't start a barbecue because he was high. That's taking it to the extreme, I think. I don't think that just because you're high that you can't function.
For his classmate, senior Mercedes Weisenbaugh, education campaigns aren't as helpful as her own real-life experiences.
I've seen my family members. I see how lazy they get. I see how unmotivated they get. I see how they're not tuned into reality. They're in a different fog than everybody that does not smoke marijuana.
State officials say the long-term cognitive impacts of regular marijuana use need more research, and they've allocated additional money for those studies. Mike Van Dyke is with the Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment and is working on marijuana education.
To develop science-based messages that can go into public health campaigns.
Marijuana is unique because you have this is a substance where you have a large community of people that really claim that it has a lot of health benefits. You don't see that with tobacco.
For mother of four, Carol Gibbs, marijuana education in the classroom can help students begin to sort through the confusion.
The messaging that probably I give my son and that I would like the school to pick up on, I would like them to be given better coping skills.
Her youngest son is 16 years old and attends Littleton Public Schools just south of Denver.
When things get tough, I want these kids to have more options than relaxing with a joint or getting lost in their electronic devices.
The Colorado Department of Education did not change its health curriculum guidelines after voters legalized recreational marijuana in 2013. But the state recently awarded grants using marijuana tax revenue to help school districts hire nurses, psychologists, counselors, and social workers. Other states that have legalized recreational marijuana, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, are also leaving health curriculum decisions up to individual school districts. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.